Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Join cowboy singer and songwriter Bren Hill and cowboy poet and humorist Andy Nelson for an evening of entertainment at the Gunnison City Park, Saturday, September 2nd at 7 p.m. in Gunnison, Utah. Tickets are available online at cowpokepoet.com, at the event, or call 307-360-8776 for more information. Andy Nelson and Bren Hill in concert Saturday, September 2nd at 7 p.m. in Gunnison, Utah. Sponsored in part by Mid-Utah Radio.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. I'm starting to laugh already because I know where you're
keep
going.
Keep moving.
I know where you're going with this, so we'll just keep moving.
Yeah.
All right, then. D.W. Grothy is riding along with us. One of my favorite poems. This is so true if you have ever dealt with yearling heifers.
How they love to go a neighboring and seek more scenic bits of range. I think, perhaps, they've joined some kind of herbivore exchange. No matter. Every clip had better be in place and hanging tight and true. Best tap them staples extra good so the girls ain't slipping through. Their whole reason for existence, until you get that yearling bull, is to poke and stretch and test your wire and patience to the full. I beat them once to a sagging line before they made their break. I know, that sounds outrageous, but it is the truth, for heaven's sake. I was snugging up the wire, about to tie that little loop, when I gets this eerie feeling I just joined a bigger group. So I kind of ease my eyes around and get a better glance, and what I see are straining necks and heads all in a bovine trance, staring like no tomorrow, their mouths slowly chewing. And I swear, listening close, I heard a voice say, "What you doing?" "Ha!" I cried, "get out of here! You're giving me the willies!" And poofy's seeding heifer butts. I'm feeling pretty silly. Because here I'm thinking, holy moly, where they got to now? There's nothing worse on this whole earth than tending future cows. Houdini in his prime could never disappear as swift as a herd of yearling heifers who decide it's time to drift. Vacating pens you got them in for places quite unknown to themselves or even heaven when they get that urge to roam. I do not know exactly why they're made that way, but Lord, I do know this. If you keep heifers, you are never, ever bored.
Man, he just nails that poem.
He has dealt with them, hasn't he?
He has done it.
Yeah. You know?
You're sitting there fixing a fence, and they're looking over your shoulder.
Yeah.
You turn around and just go, boo. Poof. Receding heifer butts.
Well, very entertaining.
Oh, very, my goodness. They are so curious.
Yes.
Yeah. I came driving into, it wasn't my place, somebody else's place one time, and I had just a cargo trailer on and rattling down the road, and,
and
all the yearling heifers come running over to see what in the world was coming into
what's
their
going on?
What are you doing, dude? And like I said, all you got to do is you go, boo.
Boo.
Gone. Good stuff there from D.W. Grothy.
Yeah.
Hey.
What?
Don't pick that up.
Do not pick up a baby buffalo.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, but they're struggling.
They're stranded.
They're stranded. Oh, Mama deserted them. No.
Yeah.
No, she didn't.
No. She knows exactly where he is.
Leave the baby animals alone.
Don't pick up the baby animals.
I had to tell Sadie to leave the baby cottontails alone. Dad nabbit. And she brought one in the house.
Of course.
And set it down on the floor. And it ran behind the dishwasher. And I had to tear the dishwasher out of the cupboard to get to the rabbit. Oh, my heaven. Don't pick that. Just don't pick that up. All right. Things at Brandings.
Don't pick
up that cut-off ear.
Yeah.
Don't pick up that scrotum. You know, kids, we were all kids. We all did it.
Yeah.
We all took little nubs of horns.
Treasures.
Cut-off ears.
Treasures.
I was talking with one mother that said after every branding, she has to go through her son's pockets
before she washes. Right.
Because she knows there are treasures stuffed down in there. Yeah. They bring them home. They stuff them in their pockets. Look at this.
Hey, look what I found.
This is cool.
Yeah.
The original bully sack.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it used to be quite, let's say, suave and debonair.
Uh-huh.
If you could find a cod piece big enough to put over your saddle horn.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
You know, yeah, right? Man, yeah. Look what I got.
Oh, that was neat.
Yeah.
Don't pick that up.
It'd dry hard on it.
Yeah. Well, we did that. Dad taught us how to do rattlesnake skins on the cantle of our horse. Our saddles.
It's cool, man.
It is a dead rattlesnake, and if you skin it and put it on there wet, then it adheres.
Glues right on.
Yeah, you and I both had rattlesnake cantles on our saddles when we were little boys.
Until we left the saddle on the floor of the saddle shop.
Yep, and the mice.
And the mice and the dogs.
And to come in and then chew on it.
And took our great, wonderful hides off our saddle.
Put it on our cantles and on our horn caps, I remember right.
Yeah,
We were cool.
On the swells, man, we had snake hides.
We were cool, We need to close the show.
What?
Chuck Piles riding along with us. He's flying over the San Luis.
Bouncing up the mountaintop, out over the San Luis. Wanna go and never stop, defying gravity. Something invisible seems to be living here. Something irresistible. Now that I am crystal clear, I guess I was born to wander by nothing but columns of wind. Up here in the blue yonder, above the clatter and din, where thermals of rising air love to whirl and spin. I climb their winding stairs, casting my fate to the wind. From now on you can find me in the garden of gorgeous language. Leaving the world behind me, I'll be soaring over the sand grave. Out over the San Luis, I wanna go and never stop, defying gravity. riding the whirling wind through vertical corridors. Around and around I spin, out over the valley floor. From now on you can find me in the garden of gorgeous language. Leaving the world behind me, I'll be soaring over the sand graves.
That signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Really?
Don't pick that up. My grandkids love to pick up the cut-off horse hooves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they love it. They stick it in their pockets and they go.
So they beat the dog to them?
Well, when you only have one dog, you know.
He can only take so much.
So much. And Stubby, okay, got to the point where he would only eat frog.
Oh,
he was okay. He had a discerning palate.
Yeah.
Yet, hooves, forget it.
Forget it. Too much work.
Where's the frog?
Where's
my frog? And he would sit there and you'd clip off a hoof and everything and he'd just wait until the frog was ready. And then he would eat the first one.
Yeah.
Then go bury the rest.
Yep.
I don't think he ever found them ever again.
Probably never again.
Yeah, he had a.
But they didn't grow either.
Put them in. Yeah, right. Put them into a safe place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you and I had never seen Cholla before.
No, we haven't.
Right?
Wow.
Until a trip we took to New Mexico.
Yeah, that's right.
And of course, Big Brother Jim had to get out of the car.
Yeah.
And take his pocket knife and cut off one of those little blossoms.
Those little blossoms.
Yep. Yeah. And don't pick that up.
It's sharp.
Some guns will bite you.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stuff in that country will either bite, sting, or poke.
Well, they tell me that blossom will make fat on cows.
Well, that's what I've heard. That you have to take a weed-burning torch and you have to burn them.
Burn the stickers off.
And then the cows can eat them.
Okay.
That's what the folks from down there tell me.
Okay.
So if you are...
I was going to say, how do you get to them?
you are running a little low on feed, you can do that, I understand.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's something we don't know about.
Yeah, that's new stuff on us. Yeah,
we don't get that.
Don't pick it up, though.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah.
You're not supposed to pick up arrowheads.
Why?
Yeah.
What good's it going to do?
Out there in the... Out anybody. There in the,
what good's it going to do anybody?
Don't get me started
on
that, okay?
Don't pick up the fossils.
Don't pick up the artifacts.
Yeah,
okay.
Don't pick up the petrified wood.
Okay, anyway.
Don't pick it up. If it's on the ground, don't pick it
up. Just don't pick it up. All right, here we go. Well, how about we just, folks want to stay tuned for next week?
Well, why so?
You tell me.
Well, we're earning our spurs.
That's right, Touch. So stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
You definitely don't want to pick that up.
You know exactly where that one's going.
Give that some time, yeah. Okay?